Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure, always.
You have written in your campaign website about the need to overhaul the federal tax system. What would an overhaul look like at the federal level for the tax system? And ideally, what would it contain?
Most significantly, I would say cut corporate taxes, cut capital gain taxes on businesses because that will spur economic growth, cut the individual tax brackets, and make it as easy as possible for people to retain their income and use it at their own discretion as opposed to having more and more going into the federal treasury or any government treasury for that matter.
On the topic of health care, Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, as it's called, you've proposed an alternative based in part on principles in a plan from the Heritage Foundation, the conservative think tank. And one of the proposals in that plan is a tax credit for individuals who could then buy individual plans or obtain coverage through an employer. For, say, a low-income worker in America or in New Hampshire who might have been previously unable to get coverage, how does this approach compare to the Affordable Care Act model where you could buy a plan through one of the state or federal marketplaces and possibly get subsidies for that?
Well, this is the problem with the whole plan is the sense that you're directed and you're told that you have to buy something. That's not right, number one. I would like to see us have the opportunity to opt out. If I don't want to be part of Obamacare, it's still a free country. We should have the free choice here to say, this is not for me. I don't want to be in a one-size-fits-all system. I don't need maternity care as a man, and women don't need prostate protection, obviously. So why have this one-size-fits-all? And I know what the answer is, and I know what Obama says, throw them all in the pool. Everybody has to be in the same pool to bring the rates down. They're not coming down. That's the bottom line. We've increased the subsidies. We increased the number of people who are getting subsidies. But the point is, if you want to really have a fair system under the American way, it's bring the competition in, increase the competition, and bring the rates down, have individuals have the right to choose the plan that's best for them. And those who think this is the answer, then let them have it. Knock yourself out. Choose Obamacare. But don't make me choose it if I don't want it.
A question on foreign policy for you. You've said that the problems in the Middle East can only be solved by the people in the Middle East. How does the U.S. ensure its strategic interests in the region while then also adhering to that goal where the people in the Middle East are the ones solving the problem? What's the role that the U.S. plays then?
Well, I think the mistake that has been made by two presidents, both Obama and his predecessor, President Bush, is the issue of nation building. That is not the job of the United States. It's not the job of the U.S. military for sure. And so the question really gets down to this. Is nation building what our armed forces were trained to do? The answer is no.
What about a situation like what's going on, say, in Central America, where there have been calls to boost countries like Guatemala to provide more aid? Is the calculus of the situation different there, where there's a very clear U.S. strategic interest in trying to address the situation before it comes to the United States?
I think the issue here is we understand the squalor and the poverty and the class system, if you will, that exists in some of those Central American countries. And I can understand a person being locked up in that and wondering how in the world they're ever going to get out of it. However, why are these people, whether they be children or in many cases adults, why are they coming here? They're not going across hundreds of miles of Mexico and stopping at the border and coming across with nobody to greet them. Now, if they know that they're going to be received here illegally in violation of U.S. laws, which they are, if they know that, well, of course, they're going to do it. They're going to try to get here. The U.S. is saying, come on, it's okay. So these are not political refugees. This is not Cuba. To say to these people, come on in and break our borders down is a terrible mistake. It violates U.S. immigration laws. It violates all immigration laws, in my view. All it does is take our borders down. They're now not porous. There aren't any. It just basically says, look, if you're poor and you live in Guatemala, you want to come to America, come on. It's okay.
Say you win the nomination. Say you win the Senate seat. 6 years go by. What do you point to in 2020 to say to New Hampshire, this is the change that Senator Bob Smith brought to the country?
Wow. Well, one one senator probably is not going to be able to do it by himself or herself, that's for sure. But I think what your role is as a senator is not only to vote, which we, of course, do, but it's to lead. I mean, it's to take a leadership role and try to correct things that are wrong or reinforce things that are right. And I think if we could turn the debt around in the sense that when we watch the debt clock, it's going down instead of up, if we could say in 6 years that Bob Smith had a role in leading to balance the budget, energy, we're just ignoring the energy that we have in this country, which is making us dependent upon foreign oil, specifically Middle Eastern oil. From a personal perspective, I'd like to see we get to a point in this country where we didn't have to be dealing with the abortion issue. I'd like to see a country that respected life, and that was that. And I think finally, if you look back on it from a personal perspective for me, there are a lot of assaults now on our freedoms, and I hear it everywhere. You know, the NSA, where people are being spied upon, their emails, their computers, you name it, their phones. That's wrong. It has to stop. And then also the harassment of people because of their political beliefs. That's another two-headed snake. I know Senator Shaheen wrote some letters on that, you know, looking into people because of their political beliefs. That's a very short-sighted thing to do. It's a big mistake. So I want to see that stopped. I want to see respect for the Constitution again, respect for Fourth Amendment rights. And I think those are a few things that if I could look back and say I played a role, obviously I'm not doing it myself, but if I could play a role by talking about those issues on the floor, taking a leadership role, and pointing out to my colleagues that we need to change this for the good of America and save America, I think all in all it'd be a pretty good 6 years.
That's Senator Bob Smith. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.